Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Tonio?
Yeah, Lou D'Antonio.
Mr. Tonio, what is this? Carl
right.
Brown?
Oh, yeah, Carl. Oh,
Carl,
well, Carl, I'm on the radio now.
You told me to call you when your car was done. You
right.
gave me the number to call?
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Carl looks in good shape.
Great. Yeah, we're going to need it this weekend, Carl.
We had a few problems with the car.
Oh.
First of all, your crankshaft, the piston rings.
Uh-huh.
We put it up on the rack and got out the tester, the tachometer. It shows that you had some insufficient clearance. You had some poor torque.
Torque.
Let me tell you about problem number two before
there's
we go
another problem.
There. It seems that all the bearing cups, they're completely worn.
The bearing
we
cups.
We pressed up a new set.
How?
And we had a little problem installing them.
What, Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Wouldn't I have had some kind of a warning that these things were? I mean, you know, I read a book once about cars, and I read Woman's Day all the time for helpful hints, and they usually tell about some kinds of warning signs that you get, you know, little noises and stuff and leaks
yes.
underneath. I don't remember any warnings about bearing cups or crankshaft wood.
Can I tell you something?
Isn't that dangerous?
I found no flange whatsoever in your dust seal.
Oh.
Not one flange.
Well, what do you suppose happened to it? I mean,
I don't know.
How is the car running without it?
Your car was sick, and we took care of it. It's well and on its feet.
Okay. Would you throw a fan belt in the trunk, please, just in case?
Oh, we'll do that, sure.
Well, thanks, Mr. Brown.
You've been listening to Jim Price here at WFMU. Scott Williams is next.